Free Talk Live, your show, kicking off hour number three, and you can always take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. So, looks like Jack Thompson is at it again, Mark. You remember Jack?
We had him
on the show earlier this year. In fact, he was the very first of all of our guests that we've ever had on the program. And we've had over 30 guests on the show over 3 or 4 years.
Really?
And he was the very first guest to ever, in fact, the only guest to ever hang up on Free Talk Live.
Hmm.
He's a real, real class act, Jack Thompson.
I didn't think we were that tough on him either.
No, we really weren't. He's just a douchebag. Anyway, Albuquerque, New Mexico, family members of the three people slain by a 14-year-old on the newsman Sam Donaldson's New Mexico ranch sued the makers of the video game Grand Theft Auto Vice City on Monday, claiming the crimes would not have occurred had the teenager never played the violent game. The $600 million lawsuit names several companies and Cody Posey, who allegedly played the game obsessively for several months before he shot his father, stepmother, and stepsister in July of 2004. Posey, now 16, was sentenced earlier this year to state custody until he's 21. The games and others in the Grand Theft Auto series depict police killings and other acts of violence. Now, I've played a little bit of Grand Theft Auto, enough to know that there aren't any missions in the game where you go and kill your own family members. At least I haven't played the whole game. I don't know. I can't say for sure. But you tend to be playing like a gangster, and you're doing gangster things like going and robbing people. And
going after other gangs, I would
assume. Going after other gangs, killing cops, stealing drugs, that sort of thing. That's kind of the modus operandi, if you will, of the series. I don't recall anything about go and kill your own mother and father and stepsister. I mean, that's just not happening. Anyway, even if it did happen in the game, I still think it's ludicrous to blame a video game for these sorts of things. The game, though, according to probably Jack Thompson, trained him on how to point and shoot a gun in a fashion making him an extraordinarily effective killer without teaching him any of the constraints or responsibilities needed to inhibit such a killing capacity. According to the suit.
Wait, and some other gun training course was going to teach him those things?
What do you mean, some other gun training course?
Well, I mean, if he got a gun training course, it would teach him all the other important things about how not to kill people? I don't understand.
Well, when you go out to a gun training course, they make it clear that you aren't supposed to point a gun at somebody unless
you intend
to kill
them. Yeah, they do tell
you
those things, but I don't know as though that's going to really... Just because they told it to you once...
Don't put your finger in the trigger guard until you're ready to fire.
That's all good advice.
Right.
But, if you still want to kill somebody, you can do it whether or not you've had the course. I just
totally
don't think that it's effective.
Well, according to the suit, plaintiff's lawyer Jack Thompson was told by a sheriff's deputy that the game and a Sony PlayStation 2 were found at the ranch. Posey had told police that he shot his family after his father, the ranch foreman, slapped him for not cleaning horse stalls fast enough. Prosecutors described Posey as a ruthless killer, but his lawyers claimed his father had abused him for years. The plaintiffs accused the corporate defendant, Sony, and Take-Two Interactive Software, and its subsidiary, Rockstar Games, of a civil conspiracy, saying that they should have foreseen that their entertainment would spawn such copycat violence. Because Mario certainly inspired people to put on plumber's outfits and go around hopping around, jumping up in the air with their hands in the air.
Snails and turtles and stuff.
We believe the suit is without merit and will strongly defend the company, said Take-Two spokesman Jim Anker. The Associated Press left a message on Sony's headquarters seeking comment. The lawsuit was filed by Verlin Posey of Texline, Texas, representing the estate of the teen's father, Delbert. His name was Delbert. That's a clue right there that he was abusing his kid. Thompson is also the attorney in a six... I'm sorry to anybody named Delbert listening. Thompson is also the attorney in a $600 million Alabama lawsuit against Rockstar, Take-Two, and Sony that blames Grand Theft Auto for the 2003 murders of two police officers and a dispatcher at a rural police department. Devin Moore, now 20, was convicted of murder and sentenced to death in that case. So here it is again. The people behind Rockstar Games, Take-Two Interactive, once again coming to court to defend their right to publish content on a free speech basis.
You know, it to me, it seems like a freedom of the press issue. That's, you know, that's a published work, and it's been pressed out on by a machine. It sounds like freedom of the press. They should be able to put whatever they want
out. It's freedom of speech. I mean, you don't even have to bring the press into this. It's freedom of speech. It's their game system. It's their video game. It's their content. It's something being sold on the marketplace on a voluntary basis, purchased on a voluntary basis, and played by millions of individuals. This is a game that is being, I mean, it's one of the most popular games in America, if not worldwide. Grand Theft Auto is huge. I'm sure there are a number of people listening to the show right now who have had an experience playing Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, I'm sure.
And if it's really true that video games affect children, they encourage them to be violent, thoughtless killers, well, where are they all? Where are all the violent killers? Where are all the madmen that have been generated by this game? Why is it that so many of the players are able to resist its evil message? Why is it that millions of the millions are able to get on with their lives, go about their jobs, doing their things that they normally do without thinking of putting a bullet in somebody's brain?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've played plenty of violent video games, not particularly the Grand Theft Auto series, but I don't feel the urge to walk around with a pistol shooting cops.
No, or anybody for that matter.
Right.
It's just amazing to me that people can believe, and I don't know if Jack Thompson really believes what he says, or he's just a conniving lawyer after money. I'm not really sure what his real position is. But how is it that people can, and obviously some people do believe this line of thinking, how is it somebody can possibly think this way? Do you really think that these guys that have killed people who have also played Grand Theft Auto, that there's actually some sort of a causal connection going on there? Come on! Why is it so implausible that these individuals were just a little bit disturbed? You know, just a little crazy. And then they had their moment, and they snapped, and they took somebody out. These are things that have been happening for decades from before Grand Theft Auto was around. Weren't people killing people before the Nintendo Entertainment System was released in the mid-1980s?
And, you know, the fact that they've played the games and they kill people are incongruous. I mean, did they eat broccoli?
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean,
I bet they ate cereal in the morning.
Are they suing the cereal manufacturers?
Count Chocula. We need to bring him to justice, too, while we're at it.
Booberry.
I mean, to us, this just seems ludicrous. But it's amazing that a judge won't just toss this out of court. I mean, this is so nutso. But now we also have, not only do we have these court cases going on, but we've also got something going on in Washington, the CDC. Remember this from earlier this year? I think Hillary Clinton was one of the senators behind this who has requested that the CDC do a $90 million study on violent video games and their alleged effects on teenagers and whoever plays them. The CDC is going to come back with a result, Mark, and that's going to say,
yes, unequivocally, yes, these violent video games are causing people to kill people. It is a proven fact now, so says the CDC.
This is what they're going to come back with, because they're spending $90 million on it. They've got to come back with a politically expedient ruling here.
Yeah.
And so if the CDC makes a ruling, they're official. They're the government. Well, then the judge in these cases, the judges can say, well, according to the CDC, I mean, they're the CDC. According to them, this is really a problem. Judgment for the plaintiff. And then these companies are going to be really hurting at that point. Maybe they're going to be scared to do this kind of content in the future. But will that really change anything, Mark? Will things really change in the world because Grand Theft Auto's been taken off of store shelves?
Well, it just Grand Theft Auto, or would that be all violent video games? What about violent movies? What about books? What about Beowulf? I mean, here it is, a classic. What about the Epic of Gilgamesh? People die in these books. They're you know, in fights and horribly maimed.
Sure.
I mean, is that what's causing people to cause horrible maim to other people? I don't know. Is somebody getting their arm broken out of socket right now because Beowulf did it to Gargamel?
800-25 Gilgamesh?
No, I think
Gargamel.
Gargamel, maybe. I think it was the name of the ogre in it. I might be wrong.
I think Gargamel's the guy from the Smurfs. Though maybe they named him after that. I don't
know.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Do you really think that video games cause violence? If so, I want to hear from you. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Watering plants is like gassing up your car. Both provide fuel. Water for plants to grow and gas for cars to go. But if a little bit's good, is more better? When we come back, I'll tell you.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Like Goldilocks suggested, just right is best when watering plants and refueling your car. Like flower pots, don't let gas tanks run completely dry before refueling. Cause when your car runs out of gas, debris from your tank is sucked into the engine, causing performance problems and potential repairs. But don't overfill either. Excess fuel flows from your gas tank into a reservoir, but then can be drawn into the engine, causing flooding. So how much gas is just right? 2 clicks of the pump when you're refueling. Remember, 2 clicks only. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring over whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates, so whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list, get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live's brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, Mark, you've got something for us about property rights. and the House of Representatives. What's going on?
I wish it was good news. I got this off my RLC discussion message board here, and it says property rights fall short in the House. The House today rejected legislation aimed at streamlining access to federal courts for people challenging government use of eminent domain and for property owners challenging land use decisions by state and local governments. You remember how Jim Babka said, was it yesterday? Yesterday he was on?
Yeah, he was on yesterday.
You remember how he said that they're going to be pushing a lot of legislation through right now? Well, this is one of those that didn't make it. The measure drew a 234 to 174 majority, but is considered under suspension of rules, an expedited procedure requiring a two-thirds majority of members present and voting. Supporters fell almost 40 votes short of victory. The vote, sponsored by Ohio Republican Steve Chabot, would allow challengers to quickly take their lawsuits to federal court rather than first going through the state court system. It is intended to respond to two Supreme Court decisions last year. Because it's going to be the state or local government that's trying to take one's land away from them. And
in an eminent domain case,
in
I
an
see.
Domain case,
so why go to their courts?
Right. So it allows you to go to federal court much more quickly. And you won't be able to. In June 2005, the Supreme Court ruled in Kelo versus the City of New London, and a Connecticut city would exercise its power of eminent domain under state law to force several homeowners to vacate their properties to make way for commercial development. That same month, the court ruled 9-0 in San Remo Hotel versus City and County of San Francisco that a property owner cannot bring a claim of uncompensated taking of property in federal court after state's courts have ruled on the claim. So,
wow. So, okay. So if you have your property stolen from you by government via eminent domain by the local or state government.
Right.
There's this law that was passed that says you can't, or was it a decision or a law? I missed that
this
point.
This is a decision.
Decision that says that the feds aren't going to even look at this if the local courts have ruled against you.
According to...
So you can't take it out of your state.
This, yeah.
So you can't take it out of your state.
If it's been ruled as far as the claim. You can't bring a claim if they've already ruled on the claim.
And this law, so you can't appeal that claim.
Essentially to federals.
And
federal court.
The law that this guy wanted to pass was going to essentially reject that notion and
correct.
Say, yes, you can bring it to federal court. In fact, you can bring it to federal court right away if you want to, but they shut it down.
Right. That's the Ohio Republican Steve Chabot, which is...
It was a nice try.
Yeah. And for whatever reason, it's gotten a majority, but it needs a supermajority to pass. I don't know why.
Some silly rule or whatever. I mean, it's just typical. I mean, just go ahead and protect.
Regular good laws only need a 50%, 51% majority, but this one needs 66.
You mean bad
66.
Laws?
Right.
Right.
Regular old crappy laws.
Ugh. Yeah, just leave it to the federal government to protect its own, serve and protect the local governments. I mean, we wouldn't want them to be threatened by any sort of lawsuit or anything.
Well, they have to be able to have your property. It is theirs, after all. Mm. I know you paid for it and everything, but it really belongs to the government.
That's the message here. And now it's being enforced over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
They're reinforcing the idea
right.
that this is no longer your property. We will take it whenever we want to, and you can't even take it to court.
It really seems to be the case. You know, the only thing you can do is hope that you're in a state that they have passed some of the laws against this sort mm-hmm. of thing in. Some states are running headlong into eminent domain. They're just taking whatever
stuff,
they want.
Yeah.
And others are saying, whoa, no, we're passing laws against this.
Yeah, and some are in between where they've sort of passed laws, but they really don't have much effect, or the laws are more symbolic than anything else. So even if you think your state has those laws, I mean, if you haven't read them for yourself, and who the hell has?
Right, who
really,
can read all these laws?
Yeah, really, you don't know what you've still gotten into. 800-259-9231, so more bad news there. I mean, really, I wish we could be reporting. Free Talk Live would love to report some really great pro-freedom news.
And we will, every chance we get.
As soon as it's brought to my attention.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. Dan in Maine, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Dan.
I wonder if... I wanted to comment on the you were talking about the violent video games earlier.
Yes, sir.
I think that they do raise aggression. Like you can get pretty angry pretty fast when you're playing some of those games.
You mean you're angry because you keep dying in a particular location?
Yeah, I think that really does bring up a level of people, you know, swearing and getting violent over that.
I admit I've sworn a number of times at frustrating sections in video games.
Well,
I've punched my desk, I'll admit it. You know, the old Hitler video of him punching his desk. I felt like, oh, my God, I've seen that before. But what I also wanted to say was that, you know, It's not up to these programmers. They shouldn't be sued. It's made for adults. It has an adult thing on it. I mean, it's bad enough they try to censor this stuff to begin with.
Should sales be restricted to children if they're made for adults?
It does have a 18 plus on it. Personally, I don't think I'm one of those people that feels that there should be no censorship at all. You know, if you're 16, you should be able. You know, you could buy it if you want. I think, but
okay. But what about people that get really upset and curse and throw their video game controller? Isn't there a chance they could pick up an assault rifle and take out their family?
Well, I mean, anybody could do that. I mean, well, anybody that has an assault rifle or guns. I was raised, you know, I never had a gun in my house. So would I have done that? No.
Very good, Dan. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231.
Do you think getting mad at the video game is the same as being, you know, just mad in general?
No, it tends to go away.
Yeah, I mean,
I've been pretty angry at when I've played games in the past and
frustrated.
You
sure.
Keep dying in the same part, the same boss keeps killing you or whatever.
Yeah, that can
and
be very tough.
Really, I mean, the worst.
I've got a game upstairs right now that I just can't.
You're frustrated,
beat.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well. I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen in that case? You're going to throw the controller down if you're really frustrated? Then you're just going to break the controller, which could make you really angry, and then you could go and break something else. But really, how often does that happen? How many people have actually broken something over their anger at a video game?
How many people have hit someone, like a little brother or something like that, after because they're angry at a video game?
Right, as though it's his fault, right?
I can't imagine this happening.
I mean, if anything, you would think that if you were going to follow some sort of logic in regards to getting angry at something, shouldn't you go seek out the programmers themselves and take them out? I mean, if they're the ones that have programmed this boss to be so difficult, shouldn't you go to their offices, show up with an assault rifle, and just take them all out? I mean, aren't they the ones that deserve your wrath? I'm kidding, of course. I don't mean that you should actually do that, but...
No, it doesn't... Of course not. I mean, obviously the boss is somewhat beatable because somebody must have beaten it. And
yes.
If not, just leave it alone.
It's your fault for not being able to beat the boss, in which case, where are the amount of suicides? Shouldn't we be seeing suicides? I mean, if you're so frustrated and pent up about not being able to advance to level 3, and you just can't get past the boss, why don't you just put a shotgun in your mouth and take yourself out? I mean, you're the one that's incompetent, right? 800-259.
Just frustrating, that's all.
9231. Yes, it is. 800-259-9231, and it is silly to think... it's silly to think that it's the video game's fault that people are being killed. More on the way. You take control of the airwave. John in New Hampshire, your calls about anything. It is Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Salk-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain-relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. Your number to call in toll free is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with the Free Talk Live wiki, wyki.freetalklive.com. Get you right to it. There's over 850 pages created by listeners like you. In fact, you can go in, create a free account, and edit virtually anything that you see on the Free Talk Live wiki. That's how it all came about. We didn't do anything. We just turned the wiki on and said, hey, there's a wiki there. Go make some stuff. And you did. In fact, you continue to make new stuff. There's new pages being put on all the time. If you want to add an entire section devoted to whatever you want to devote it to, you can. It's up to you. Wiki.freetalklive.com. It's up to you and everyone else all at the same time. See? If you don't get it, you will. Wiki.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hello, John. What's on your mind?
Hey, Ian, at the end of the last hour, you asked about how many bailouts will the airline industry get, and I'd say it's as many as they damn well like, and I'd say the reason for that is because the airline industry and all of these big corporations make sure that they have lobbyists. If my understanding is and memory is accurate, at the time of 9/11, Senator Tom Daschle, I forget what state he's from, but his wife was one of the biggest lobbyists in the country for the airline industry. Now, the thing that got me to pick up the phone is when you started to talk about the eminent domain, because it kind of tied with what I was thinking and had in mind. Now, it's interesting that these boys and girls down in Washington all of a sudden become interested in states' rights on certain issues, not when it's guns, but yes, when it's gays, not when it's this, but yes, when it's that. Eminent domain, okay, now we're going to talk about states' rights again. How the heck does this happen? I think that the courts, the people in the courts, the legislator and all the people around them, the executive branch and all the people around them, are in the same damn club. They attend the same damn parties. So when you have somebody like Senator Joseph Lieberman from Connecticut, whose wife was a big lobbyist at the time that the pharmaceutical industry, at the time when the Pfizer Corporation wanted to steal land from the homeowners in Fort Trumbull, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
What a shock. How does this all happen? And do you think that some guy, just because he's a big senator down there in Washington, do you think he doesn't have influence back in his home state? I'd say he damn well does.
Sure.
I'd say that there's a name for this kind of government when the corporations are controlling the government, or the government is controlled. You know, they're working hand in hand.
That would be fascism.
That's the word that I had in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Well said, John.
That's all I have for
Thanks,
today.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. I think he's right.
There's no way to cover it. No other way
to cover
it.
What? Oh, to call it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's fascism. When the corporations are in bed with the government and they run and they decide what happens, that's called fascism.
It, the problem, of course, is eventually they're going to be really hurting too. I mean, as the fascism grows, the corporations will become more and more tools of the government, tools for the government to control us with. And whereas they might have just wanted a handout up front, whereas the airline industry might have just wanted a little bit of free money, down the road 10 years from now, they may turn into just an enforcement wing for the government or a spy. You know, they may be asked to spy for the government. Who knows what other things they'll be asked to do in the name of national security.
Well, once you take the 30 pieces of silver from the government, you're theirs.
Let's go to Jason in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Jason, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling again this evening from Second Life, the Gimme Liberty Bar, which we've talked about on the air before.
Yes, indeed.
Your story this evening about the incident with the WoW player and how that raised all sorts of eyebrows and confusion.
Yeah, it was the guy that dropped his iPod in the toilet on an airplane, and as a result, the whole plane was pulled over, was brought down to the ground, and people were, I guess, interrogated. What'd you have to say about it?
Right, well, it reminded me of a story that I heard of something similar that happened with a Second Life player earlier this summer. It was blogged about by the game company had a convention in California and flew out a number of pro people involved in the game to kind of get, he was kind of a focus group. And one of the people that went out there was a woman that, well known in-game, but of course her real name is different. And for some reason, they were asking her all sorts of questions, and of course this 3D virtual world was very suspicious. And, and so they, and of course what was very, challenging it was all of the information she had as to who she was and the fact that the company was inviting her out there for this focus group. It was all under her screen name, which is, you know, well known, and you know, but she couldn't
and doesn't look too much different than a regular name. It's not like her name was Vader Darkstar Morningbringer. I mean,
right.
it looks like a real name.
Her screen name is Catherine Omega,
right.
And I don't even know what her real name is and that couldn't even be disclosed because of the terms of service. So it was kind of funny that, and ironic that they were asking her why she was traveling under an alias. but it was actually, of course, her real name. So
that had to be tough.
Yeah. So I'm going to post a link on our website, gimmeliberty.com. To this Second Life story.
What a silly,
kind of funny.
I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's also just sad as well. I mean, you've got these bureaucrats who are totally clueless. I mean, they don't even understand, even when you try to lay it out for them, that, look, this is just a game. It's something that people do to have fun. We know that you're heartless bureaucrats and you don't know what fun is, but this is just a game. It's like trying to explain something to a three-year-old.
Right.
A violent three-year-old. With authority. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Sure.
800-259-9231. Toll free.
I can't imagine. It must have been terrible for that woman.
You know, we talked earlier in the show tonight about, I guess, well, we were talking about Washington, D.C., and this general, this 30-year veteran of the military who's retiring now because he just can't take it anymore, the bureaucracy and the incompetence and everything. And I pointed out how the sycophants are the ones that are advanced in government bureaucracies, the ones that say, oh, yes, sir, you are just so brilliant. Yes, sir.
Butt kissers is the is the layman's term for a sycophant.
Right. They're the ones that get promoted. Well, in fact, not only do the sycophants get promoted, but the whistleblowers, the people that are actually trying to make a difference in government, the people that see something wrong and try to bring that information to the forefront, they're punished.
I bet they are.
There's retribution on these people for what they're trying to do. And they're just trying to do the right thing. In fact, according to HomelandStupidity.us, a coalition of national security whistleblowers says that Congress is finally set to pass important protections for whistleblowers who report internal threats to national security, but that the Department of Justice wants the desperately needed protections dropped. The new protections for national security whistleblowers are part of the 2007 Defense Authorization Bill currently in conference committee. Thanks to John Warner, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, who takes the national security seriously, a bill for the Whistleblower Protection Act to be born again unanimously passed the Senate in July. Its fate is going to be decided in back rooms, partly because it's a defense bill. Standing in the way of national security whistleblower protection is House Armed Services Committee Chairman Duncan Hunter, who has bowed to demands by the Department of Justice that national security reform be off the table. Over 100 national security whistleblowers, all of whom risked their security clearances and their jobs to come forward with accounts of waste, fraud, and abuse, have joined the National Security Whistleblowers Coalition in order to work for protection from retaliation for those who speak out about government wrongdoing that threatens national security. You think to yourself, boy, isn't it sad that the whistleblowers have to form a coalition with one another?
They need a union in order to protect themselves.
Is it really that bad? Is the targeting that bad? Is the retribution that bad? The legislation will put them on an equal playing field with other government employees who enjoy protection from retaliation, according to Devine. The tales from the whistleblowers
themselves... The Justice Department doesn't want them to have it.
No, they don't. Themselves are eerily similar. In the course of their jobs, each spotted wrongdoing that was illegal or threatened national security. Each reported it up the chain of command because they were doing what they thought was right. And each was retaliated against. Russell Tice lost his security clearance and then his job when he reported possible espionage in the Defense Intelligence Agency. And earlier this year reported that he's aware of the NSA special access programs that are most likely illegal. The stakes are pretty high, said Tice. It involves compromising, literally, our nation's highest level of secrets. There's more on his story and a few others as well. We'll explain how these people are retaliated against coming up. Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, the toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where, as you know, everything is totally free, whether it be the year's worth of archives, live streaming, updates, Shrine of Female Listeners, bulletin board system, and more. There's so much on the site, and it's all free. Now, what we ask in return is that you voluntarily support the show, as over 280 of our listeners have done, via the AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is, since we give everything away up front, if you like that, and you like Free Talk Live, and you want to help spread the show and get us on more radio stations, get more internet people listening to the show as well, then $3 a month is all we're asking for.
And we don't take the $3 and spend it on hookers and coke. We spend it on just advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live.
That's it.
Industry advertising, online advertising. Some conventions, a couple of conventions.
There's a variety of things. In fact, you can see a list of the things that we spend the money on right there at amp.freetalklive.com. So the money comes in, and we turn it right back around in reinvesting it into the future of Free Talk Live. So if you like the idea of more people coming across the message of freedom and liberty, this is the most effective way, in my opinion, for you to spend your hard-earned dollars. Because there's all kinds of pro-liberty organizations that would love to have your money, so we're out there competing for it.
Right.
And I think that we're getting a real return on investment in this particular case.
I think we're reaching people every day that haven't heard the message of liberty before.
Totally.
And we're converting them. We read the emails on the air all the time.
We've had calls from people that have converted from pure socialism over to libertarian
thought. Free State Project says that we're the number one reason that people join.
That is true. So, amp.freetalklive.com, you want to give us a help hand up, then that would definitely be the way to do it.
Right. If you can't join the Free State Project now, this is a good way to support the Free State Project and growing.
Exactly. Amp.freetalklive.com. Continuing to cover this issue from homelandstupidity.us about the whistleblowers. These are the individuals that come across, they're government bureaucrats, who come across some, well, damning information in their normal run-of-the-mill jobs. They stumble across some information that is possibly damaging to national security or damaging to the bureaucracy or freedom or whatever it is that the issue is, that they feel obligated because they believe that they're good people to bring this.
They are good people.
Well, they're bureaucrats. They could be better if they quit their jobs.
They don't know that.
I understand that. So they think they're doing the right thing by bringing the information forward, and they are. I mean, in a lot of cases, we're talking about waste. Mm-hmm. We're talking about corruption. We're talking about just
espionage.
Yeah. And anyway, so here's a few examples from Homeland Stupidity of individuals who were retaliated against. As we've heard before, that if you come out with information about a bureaucrat, an upper-level bureaucrat that is less than proper, if you come out with the truth about waste and abuse, they're going to target you. And they do. As a matter of fact, Russell Tice lost his security clearance and then his job when he reported possible espionage in the Defense Intelligence Agency. Tice said that he was declared paranoid in a, quote, emergency psychological examination where no evidence existed to support such a declaration, and he was ultimately forced to resign from the NSA to, quote, cover up their embarrassment and incompetence, he said. Every avenue...
I wonder if he really was a paranoid.
Maybe. Every avenue to report wrongdoing was shut down to me. Tice has said he will not divulge details of the programs to anyone without the necessary security clearances. In May, he met with staffers for the Senate Armed Services Committee regarding illegal special access programs, but he has no idea whether anything has been done. Tice also said that the FBI has been following him since he left the NSA, and, quote, more than likely this is being recorded by the FBI right now.
Yeah, I love that.
Bogdan Dazkovic worked security for the Federal Aviation Administration since 1987 and was demoted to an entry-level position because he repeatedly reported from 1998 until just after 9/11 that airport security was sorely lacking. Quote,
that's got to be true.
FAA had the moniker of tombstone agencies, and the reason that they had that moniker is they never did anything until people got killed, according to Dzikoviak. He led the Red Team, a small group of undercover air marshals who attempted to penetrate airport security, and had an over 90% success rate before the program was shut down just after 9/11. But his team's reports went ignored. Quote, because we didn't support the tombstone mentality, we were ostracized, and they didn't do anything.
Well, of course they were ostracized. It was their job to point out holes in their security.
Right. I mean,
that can't go well.
2 weeks after 9/11, I decided to file a whistleblower case with the Office of Special Counsel because some congressional staffers that I've been dealing with said that Congress will do everything they can to make sure that there's not an investigation into the September 11th attacks. Dzikoviak testified before the 9/11 Commission about the lack of airport security, but his testimony was dropped from the Commission's report. The San Francisco Chronicle reports, there are so many obvious holes in the system that are not being closed, it's very scary. And what's worse is that they're not being closed for the exact same reasons they weren't closed leading up to 9/11. It's the perpetuation of the good old boys club. Rarely do you see a bureaucrat or politician that actively encourages subordinates to give them bad news. Instead, they prefer to be surrounded by people who constantly present a rosy picture. So the only people who get promoted up the chain are the ones who play the game and don't ruffle any feathers. Mike German was out of the FBI, was run out of the FBI after he discovered improprieties that threatened to derail an investigation into Islamic terrorists seeking assistance from U.S.-based white supremacist groups. German had been called in to infiltrate the groups and to prevent the alliance. He said, quote, the evidence was being terribly mishandled, and the investigation wasn't being documented properly. Gee, imagine that. Bureaucrats cutting corners, not filling out the correct paperwork? German said, I tried to get the management in the local office to get it fixed, but they refused. German then followed up the chain of command, which resulted in the Department of Justice Inspector General's office reporting his whistleblowing back to the local office for retaliation purposes.
Oh, nice.
Quote, I would hope that the national security implications of Islamic terrorist groups working with domestic white supremacist groups would be apparent to everybody. But apparently it wasn't. The FBI then tried poorly to cover up its impropriety and not only pulled German off the assignment, but also refused him to sign him to anything else. The Department of Justice IG Inspector General eventually admitted that one supervisor retaliated against German, but covered up its own role, he said. Michael Maxwell was the chain of command. He was forced to resign from Citizenship and Immigration Services after he tried to actually do his job as head of security for USCIS Internal Affairs, rather than simply dismiss the whistleblowers who reported the complaints to him. Quote, what I had to blow the whistle about were tremendous national security vulnerabilities, not only regarding internal corruption, but also allegations of espionage and providing material support to terrorist organizations, but also national security vulnerabilities that terrorists, foreign intelligence operatives, and major criminal organizations were using to come through the immigration system. We reported them all the way to Secretary Chertoff. He's the top guy over there. And each and every one of them turned a blind eye. I think that was primarily due to careerism, protecting the political careers of many, plenty of internal corruption, and there was also a lot of system failure. Anne Sybil Edmonds, a linguist for the FBI, was driven out after she reported national security breaches in terrorism investigations. Edmonds found the National Security Whistleblowers Coalition. Quote, four and a half years after I blew the whistle, every single channel failed me. Congress, the Inspector General's office, the courts. And this is the case with all of our whistleblowers. Devine said the people can contact Representative Hunter of the Armed Protection Services Committee and urge him to keep the Whistleblower Protection Act, known as the Federal Employee Protection Disclosures Act, in the defense bill. That's it.
Man, the problem sounds systemic. Like, there's just no way to solve this.
No, there's not. I don't think that the defense bill, the Federal Employee Protection Disclosures Act, is going to solve the problem. I mean, how is that going to stop careerism?
I can't imagine it would.
How is that going to put the kibosh on these individuals essentially shutting down the whistleblowers because they don't want to put their careers in jeopardy?
These bureaucrats really don't have any incentive to succeed. I mean, only faced with abject failure. Do you remember Brown? I can't remember what his first name was. The guy who was in charge of FEMA when...
Yeah, that guy.
Whatever, you know, the guy that was a horse judge. You know, I mean, only in the face of abject failure do they even have a chance of getting run out of office.
Right, and in that case, it was something that the media had picked up on and all over was being reported, and that's just a symbolic gesture.
It really is.
Firing Mr. Brown was just simply to show, look, we're doing something, we're serious about cracking down on incompetence, we're firing this guy. Of course, then again, as we reported that, what was it, like 2 months later, they had hired him back on as a consultant.
Right.
He was getting paid more as a consultant than he was getting paid
as the head of the agency. Against FEMA.
As a consultant?
Yeah.
Oh. Amazing, isn't it?
Yep.
Really?
Maybe it was in his 2 months intern that he was doing it. I don't know.
To expect that these problems, as you describe them, being systemic, are going to be solved from the inside is just insane. It's not going to happen. The only way to solve the problem is to get rid of these government agencies in the first place. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.